Africana.
Africana. This is AMBC Africana. The African Voices. I'm a Muslim woman. And I love to orgasm. Just like women all around the world, Muslim women have sex too. Yes, and it's nothing to be shocked about. Even though it seems that many Muslims are disgusted when it's talked about openly, but that's the problem. Why should we be? Even the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was once reported to have said, and I quote, "Do not engage in sexual intercourse with your wife like hens. Rather, firstly engage in foreplay, flirt with her, and then make love to her." End of quote. In another account, it was reported that he said, and I quote, "Do not begin intercourse until she has experienced desire like the desire that you experience, just so you don't fulfill your desires before she does." End of quote. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, recognized the fact that female pleasure had to come before male pleasure, owing to the obvious biological differences between men and women, and the fact that most penises become flaccid after ejaculation, making it difficult for a woman to thereafter achieve orgasm. I met my husband over the phone about 7 years ago. He had heard about me from a relative, and he wanted to meet me. Our relationship was distant, but we knew that having decided to wait till marriage before having sex, we didn't want to spend our honeymoon learning the basics. It was a topic we openly explored, and we both concluded that we needed to take more and more sex education lessons. Upon getting married, we realized that the topic of sexual pleasure could not be exhausted. With each passing day, there was always so much to unpack. But we learned together, we tried new things together, we improved together, and we grew together. Each new sex became the best sex. Sometimes it was sensual, and sometimes it was heated. Each one of us ensured the sexual pleasure of the other. Sex in our home is a gift of love that we give to each other. In Muslim history, we learned about the perfumed garden of sensual delight. A 15th century work of erotic literature by Tunisian author Mohammed bin Mohammed al-Nafzawi. It taught readers the art of flirtation, sexual anatomy, male fertility, pregnancy, abortion, and most importantly, it provided a guideline and showered so much praise on the delightful enjoyment of sex. We also learned about the alleged sexual tricks and proclivities of the Egyptian queen, Cleopatra, who, as far back as 51 BC, supposedly made a vibrating device for self-pleasure by putting angry bees into a hollowed-out god. Sex in Islam is not just physical, but also soulful. God really wants us to orgasm. In fact, one of the grounds for divorce under the Sharia is sexual incompatibility and denial of sexual pleasure.
The Prophet ﷺ taught us that if you don't have anything constructive to do after Salat al-Isha, go to bed. Why? Wife is waiting for you.
The coy attitude toward physical pleasure is frowned upon in many Islamic teachings. And this is because Muslim women see the topic of female pleasure as taboo, making it hard or impossible to speak up for how they feel, for fear of being labeled as sluts or whores. And they feel this way because when it comes to learning about Islam and sex, Muslim women have long relied on the opinion of scholars, many of whom operate under a culture of purity, presenting sex to us as both a duty owed to a husband and as something so dirty and shameful that it shouldn't be openly discussed. By stating, for example, that male dominance should be observed, outlawing sexual positions such as the woman on top and the doggy style, while forbidding cunnilingus, fellatio, amongst others. Based on these scholarly views, Muslim women then sacrifice their sexual well-being in submission to the will of their sexual partners, suffering in silence and hoping that they'll be divinely rewarded for their endurance. After all, critics will say, orgasm is not something that a nice Muslim woman should be concerned about. In 2017, a book written by an anonymous woman under the pen name Umulazat, titled The Muslima Sex Manual, A Halal Guide to Mind-Blowing Sex, took the entire Muslim world by surprise, with raw, candid advice on everything from cunnilingus to BDSM.
I am Angelica Lindsay Ami. I am the Village Auntie.
Just recently, Angelica Lindsay Ali, who goes by the nickname The Village Auntie, has gained media recognition for her work. Her work aims at helping Muslim women to reclaim their sexual power, from penis sizes and dildos to kunyaza and physically modeled sex positions. Her goal is to eliminate the pleasure gap and curb misinformation about sex within Muslim communities.
The technique that I teach, and my friend, I have the book here, I got a shout out, my mentor, Habib Akande. This is the Muslim, the Islamic Kama Sutra. It's good for anybody.
Nice.
But it's a taste of honey. He has a book called Kunyaza, and it's a technique that deals with female ejaculation. And it talks
Fortunately, about her work arrived at a time of increased awareness and conversations surrounding the sexuality of Muslim women in the media, especially with London-based Yumna Alarashi's photography celebrating Muslim sexuality and pleasure.
Why did you get married if you don't want to spend the nights with your wife? For what? Sit with her, talk to her, play with her, be intimate with her, fulfill her rights, satisfy her, go to bed, get up for Salatul Fajr or Tahajjud, and don't be ashamed to have a shower, even if the whole house knows what happened at night. So what? It was halal.
If Muslim men refuse to be educated about the fusion of body and mind, to bring their women to experience sexual pleasure, and do not care about the art and mystery of satisfying the physical woman, let alone ensuring the sexual well-being of their partners, then it is time for Muslim women to put their destinies into their hands. It starts from having these conversations, acknowledging that we have sexual needs yearning to be fulfilled, and deciding henceforth that we will not settle for less than we deserve. In the words of Angelica Lindsay Ali, do not ever waste a gusu. My name is Warda Abbas, and I'm based in Nigeria. I'm a lawyer, writer, and storyteller. I run the Mango Wordcraft, a storytelling company for individuals and businesses. This is an extract from my essay, I'm a Muslim Woman and I Love to Orgasm. You can find more of my work on Medium at Warda Abbas.
Africana.
Africana. This is AMBC Africana. The African Voices.